Chase, is that you grabbing your microphone, running up to it?
I'm going to take them straight from here.
This is 720 WGN. We have a conversation with Demetrius Ivory every Tuesday. It's sponsored by Permaseal Basement Systems. Is he there? Does he know he's on?
He's about to call and tell you he's there.
Yeah, why don't you fade that down? Because I don't think he's aware that he's on the air.
Well, that could be fun.
Nah, I don't want to get my friend in any trouble. And you know how that is, like, pick up the damn phone or something. So I do follow him on Instagram, Demetriologist, and I saw an interesting post, and very interesting because we were just talking about Kelsey Grammer and Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift, of course, posting a big QR code on the side of a building in Chicago, which indicates to me that she's going to do something in Chicago. I'm certain she'll probably do this in many cities, but why is Chicago first? That's what I find interesting. You guys just let me know when you've got Demetrius for sure, or he's aware that he's on the air. Because, boy, I heard him coming up and hitting the microphone with his hands. That wasn't you, was it, Steve? Hey, Demetrius?
Yes.
I told him, fade him down. I don't think he knows that his mic is hot right now.
I'm going to figure this out eventually. Well, we do have the rule. Always assume the mic is hot. So
yes, absolutely.
You know, that happened to me during the eclipse. We have IFB, which is inner frequency band, I think it is. And what happens is... IFB? Yeah. Okay. What happened was I walked away a little bit. The cord came out. And all of a sudden, I didn't hear anything. So I thought that my shot was over. I thought they just weren't talking to me or anything. I plug it back in, and Dina's yelling, "You're still on air! You're still on air!" Because everyone is so afraid of what will come out of someone's mouth when they don't know they're on air.
I know. Steve's like, leave the fader up. Let's listen. And I go, no. I'm not letting my friend say something.
Especially on a day like today.
That was not me. I would not do that to you.
Hey, I would have been sleeping on your couch, okay? The career came to an end.
So, Demetrius, are your girls Swiftie fans? Do they like Taylor at all?
Yes. And I'm a Swiftie now because I always take them to watch football. When they're with me on Sundays, and they hate it so much. You know, I take them somewhere where there's 17 screens, and I'm watching, and they hate it so much. But now, once they started showing Taylor over and over again on Sundays, it would be like, "Hey guys, we're going to go count how many times Taylor Swift comes on TV," and they love it.
And you know what? You're raising football fans, and I remember when my dad would make me watch boxing, and I hated it. But now I appreciate every moment I had with him. So they'll come around. But Taylor Swift posted a big QR code on a building in downtown Chicago. And so we were kind of talking about Travis Kelce. You bought the jacket? You bought the Letterman jacket?
Yeah. We went to the same high school, me and both the Kelces. Actually, I went there probably 20 years before them. So I always wanted the Letterman jacket. And, you know, it's a very, I would compare it to like an Evanston in the Chicago area. It's one of those really just kind of interesting suburbs that's very close to the city, but has its own kind of color, has its own flavor. So people, you know, it's not weird for a 50-year-old man to buy a Letterman jacket from that high school. So I did, and I wore that like the day of the eclipse, and now it's, you know, a lot of people have come up to me and asked, "Where did you get that from?" You know.
Oh, wow. And so you obviously listen to their podcast, right?
Yes, every once in a while. Not very often.
Yeah. And so New Heights podcast, is that the town you're talking about?
Yes, it's called Heights. It's Cleveland Heights. And that's why they got New Heights from. So.
Oh, I had no idea.
I tell you, it's a weird thing. Like I said, grown men still, you know, holding on to the high school thing.
Yeah, but it sounds like some pretty famous people have emerged from that high school, so you've got a reason to be proud. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about weather. Demetrius Ivory is with us from WGN-TV. First Mary's got the current conditions and a check on traffic. 720 WGN, Demetrius Ivory from WGN-TV is with us. And Demetrius, We're one of six states in the path of some crazy weather this afternoon and tonight, right?
That is true. As a matter of fact, there's already a tornado watch, which includes portions of, I'd say, about half the state, western Illinois, just outside of our viewing area. So, you know, your listeners west of I-39 are, you know, still kind of affected by that. But as far as television viewing, it's just outside of our area. Basically, the entire state of Iowa under a tornado watch, with numerous severe thunderstorms already rumbling through the Peoria area, Davenport, and towards Dubuque at this time.
Yeah, my husband's a farmer. He's in the fields planting in Adams County. That's under a tornado watch. And he said that, you know, it'll rain and then it'll be sunny.
Yes.
Stormy, then it'll be sunny.
Yes, that's how it is. I mean, and unfortunately, you know, there's a temperature that once you warm up that much, and it changes, you know, by the atmosphere every day. Once you warm up that much, that's when it's all bets are off. You know, all, you know, storms can become surface based, and that's when you start to get the worry of things like tornadoes and things like that. And out west, they've reached that. It's called the convective temperature. They've reached that number already. Here we're close. So, you know, it's not so much a tornadic threat for the Chicagoland area. It's more of a hail, of course, heavy rain and strong wind gust threat. But the tornadoes we can't rule out, especially if supercells develop.
Yeah, and hail. Boy, you know, it's hard to escape. There's always so much damage done.
There is. And especially when you talk about, and you know what's interesting about hail is, and I'm sure Tom has probably said it before, but the size of hail is directly correlated to the speed of the updraft. So, you know, for you to have a certain size hail, let's say baseball size hail, you need air rising away from the surface very quickly. I mean, you're talking, you know, 100 miles per hour, something close to that. And then, because what it does is it's the updraft is strong enough to suspend that hail in the atmosphere and let it continue to gain size through accretion. Basically, you know, the ice gets bigger until all of a sudden the ice gets so heavy that the updraft can't hold it, and then the hail falls. So we know, you know, how strong those updrafts are when we are talking about a size of hail. So that kind of gives us an idea of how powerful these storms are. You know, when you're talking about hen egg hail and golf ball size hail, you know, you're talking about a powerful storm with a strong updraft, and in most cases a supercell.
Yeah, and that's always followed with people with a hailstone in their hand posting it on social media. And why is it that hail seems to be fairly even, almost not always like a ball, but why isn't it all jagged?
Because the way that it grows is it lifts up into the atmosphere, and it ice accretes, or it's called accretion, but it's basically just how do I say that? It just basically, I don't know how to say that. It grows from all the moisture around it just kind of attaching to it, as opposed to like little pieces of ice, you know, coming together. It's not like that. It's more like it just, you know, it grows basically like that. Almost like if you had an ice cube and you had it below freezing and you drip water on it just slowly, and how the whole thing would start to get a little bit bigger as opposed to just one spot.
I would like for people to text questions if they have a question for Demetrius at 312-981-7200, but everybody is busy texting me saying, you said Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer?
No, it was me. It was me.
Don't you love how listeners, they get on things. You know, I do that all the time because, you know, we're not reading from a script,
right?
You know? And so, you know, your mind is, you're thinking one thing, you're trying to get the question out, and you say Kelsey Grammer,
and and apparently there's a whole bit on YouTube where David Letterman does call him Kelsey Grammer, and it's a big thing. So yeah, I'm
well, if that's the worst thing you do today, then you had a good one.
Yes, absolutely. So what are we looking at weather-wise over the next couple days? When does the bad weather start arriving in Chicago?
Around 5 p.m. we expect, generally west of Chicago there, and then, you know, the critical period is going to be between 5 and midnight. Showers and thunderstorms, I'd say most likely some severe thunderstorms. Right now, we don't have a tornado watch. We're just on the lookout for everything. Hail and strong winds would be the primary threats. But again, this is an evening between 5 and midnight where you need to, you know, kind of hunker down and pay attention to weather reports, check your radar, things like that. just, you know, these storms aren't going to sneak up on anyone. However, you know, once you get into nightfall, that's when there's that danger of, you know, people don't really see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as those plans go for anything from 5 to midnight, I mean, the good news is we knew about this a week ago. So we're able to, you know, just continue to get these reports out. And I think, you know, a lot of people have been talking about around town. You guys have been really hammering this home. So if this turns out to be a really tough, severe situation for us, I think a lot of people are prepared for it.
And then does it move through and we've got better weather coming tomorrow, or how long does it
stay? Not better. Still a chance for showers as we get into Wednesday. Another chance for showers on Thursday afternoon. The big deal is it cools down. And how about this? Your husband is going to be thinking about this. There's a chance for frost this upcoming weekend. We'll see overnight lows drop down into the 30s, upper and mid 30s as we get into Saturday morning and Sunday morning. So there will be the potential for some frost in the area there. You know, I'm sure farmers are following that, but that's what we always say. Don't plant until Mother's Day. And, you know, because, you know, frost is going to be possible. So the 70s go bye-bye after today, and we'll be in the 60s basically until Friday. And then Friday, we expect for highs to be in the 50s with overnight lows down to around freezing or so. So we're going to go from probably air conditioners right now to, who knows, maybe furnaces overnight this upcoming weekend.
Somebody said, will you please ask Demetrius if there will be wind gusts tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes, it will be quite windy, actually. We're expecting to see wind gusts around 40 miles per hour. So, windy day for us Wednesday. Probably not the severe storms for us tomorrow, though. That is the good news. Just one of those days where if you're a runner, you plan it. you better run with the wind to your side. When I moved to Chicago, I learned the hard way. I ran a couple of miles with the wind to my back and said, wow, I feel great. And then I had to turn around.
Yes,
it was not fun. Yeah. So
another person said, what's the probability we'll return to sub-freezing temps sometime this spring?
Probably not. You know, it's nice. It's definitely not going to happen in the next week. So if I'm a betting man, I'd say probably not. We'll come close to it this upcoming weekend. It won't happen for us this weekend, though. And, you know, as we get a little closer to May and things like that, it's, you know, I would bet that it's probably not going to happen. It's not going to happen over the next week, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, well, pretty good news. Is there, like, warm weather on the horizon? Like,
no.
No?
Well, the weekend's going to be nice. I mean, it won't be as nice as last weekend. We'll have highs in the 50s and overnight lows in the upper 30s. What I like to say is it's your last chance to wear that winter outfit, that winter coat that you wanted to wear and barely got to wear it, you know, the heavier jacket before you start to put it away. It may be your last chance to do it because that's looking at it half full. But other than that, it's not going to be, you know, for parents who are out there for the early baseball games and things like that. It's hoodie weather. It's definitely going to be hoodie weather this upcoming weekend.
All right, we'll be watching. I know it's a busy night for you. Thanks for joining us.
We will see you on Night Court, Kelsey Grammer. Wasn't he the one on Night Court? Am I wrong here? No, Frazier. He's Frazier. See? Now I'm going to get the emails.
I'm glad it's on you now. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Demetrius Ivory from WGN-TV. And Dave, you were calling because you teach weather. Where do you teach weather? Hit line one for me.
In Plainfield, I'm an eighth grade teacher.
Oh, okay. So I'm your eighth grade student. Tell me how hail occurs, how it forms.
So as Demetrius said, you know, the fast winds push that air up and they push the hailstones up through the cloud. And as it goes up through the cloud, it collects snow. The clouds are so tall that there's actually snowflakes in the clouds. And as the hailstone goes up, it collects that snowflake on the hailstone. And then when it falls back down, it collects more. And then the warm winds kind of melt that snow around the hail. So you have a combination of, like, snow and ice on that hailstone.
I'm telling you what, so none of us want it, and we're not going to be able, there's a chance we won't be able to escape it, but I appreciate you putting it in terms that I can understand, Dave.
Thank you. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I'm looking at the clock, so it is time for news, so I'm going to toss it over to Steve Bertrand next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.